This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the World Health Organization has warned against the idea that herd immunity might be a realistic strategy to stop the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it.
WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
It's scientifically and ethically problematic.
Tedros says health officials typically aim to achieve herd immunity by vaccination and notes for a highly infectious disease such as measles, about 95% of the population must be immunized. And he says too little is known about immunity to COVID-19.
Most people who are infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 develop an immune response within the first few weeks. But we don't know how strong or lasting that immune response is, or how it differs for different people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Johnson & Johnson said on Monday it had temporarily paused its COVID-19 vaccine candidate clinical trials due to an unexplained illness in a study participant, delaying one of the highest profile efforts to contain the global pandemic. The company said in a statement that the participant's illness is being reviewed and evaluated by an independent data and safety monitoring board, as well as the company's clinical and safety physicians. Unemployment across the UK spiked sharply higher in August. That is a clear indication that the jobless rate is set to spike higher when a government salary support scheme ends this month and new restrictions are imposed on local areas to suppress a second wave of the coronavirus. The Office for National Statistics said Tuesday that unemployment rose by 138,000 in 3 months to August from the previous 3-month period. This is VOA News.